American jobs are disappearing at a stunning rate. Over the past 2 years, we've seen more than 2.5 million private sector jobs lost. Workers are concerned. They're concerned about how long this is going to go on. Just in the past 2 months, we've seen the loss of almost 500,000 jobs. There are 10 million unemployed workers out there looking for jobs. 1 million have exhausted their unemployment insurance. Millions more without health care, and that number keeps rising. We are faced with a very serious situation of long-term joblessness, and we're seeing it in so many different industries. In the airline and manufacturing industries, we see examples of the Bush administration neglecting working families, neglecting their concerns, neglecting the economic situation that they're faced with. Our manufacturing industries are in a very deep crisis. So much of our country depends upon a strong, vibrant manufacturing industry. Over the past 2 years, we've seen more than 2 million jobs lost. Good-paying jobs, jobs that provided good health care, retirement security, and supported communities around the country. And we're now in a crisis, and unless we do something in terms of revitalizing the manufacturing sector of our economy, we're going to continue to see tremendous loss of jobs, growing unemployment, and communities really facing financial crisis. More than half our states are in a fiscal crisis now, and part of the blame goes to the deterioration of the manufacturing industry. Our country needs a strong manufacturing industry. We need the products that that industry produces. We need the conditions that it results in for workers and their families and communities. And with issues like the FTAA, the Free Trade Agreement, we're going to see a continual loss of good jobs, and we're going to see agreements that will not include core labor standards, will not include environmental protections, and will not be helping to build democracy in some of these countries that are our trading partners, and are also not going to correct the human rights issues that we have in these countries. So it is so important that the labor movement and its allies mobilize in opposition to the free trade agreement with the Americas. And it is so important that we educate workers and educate our allies about what's at stake here and how important it is, not just to our own country, but to our trading partners as well.